and in my mind see just exactly how those things look, single tree and a double tree, but that was, what was that on to? It's been those many years back.
Yeah. What about hall tree?
Well, I've got which is the hall tree was, though.
But, I mean, is that, that's not the same as a single tree?
No, I don't think so. A hall tree, that's what is that. It's been all those many years, more than 50 years back that I was on.
Yeah.
55 years we moved from the farm. Here. I lived on the farm. We did 5 years after we married, and we came and went out of business into the bakery business. But single tree, double tree, and hall tree. I know Hames was part of it. Now they call it Hames part of that collar contraption that they had. And I can see that in my mind. That was soft stuff that they did not hurt the horses, you know, here.
Okay. The same man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along. You say that he was doing what?
He was hauling wood.
Okay. And suppose there was a log across the road. You say, I tied a chain around it and I, what, it out of the way?
Well, we drug it out of the way.
Okay. And you say, we have, what, many logs out of that road. We have...
Have what?
Using that same word, you'd say, we have, what, many logs out of the road.
Snaked them out of the road. That would be one expression I've heard them say.
Okay. Or another word, we have... You just said you just used the word drug.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of that word. You'd say we have what? Many logs out of the road.
Drug them out of the road.
Okay. And you say you tie a chain around it and you what?
They call it a lot of times snake them out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or another word that we've been using.
Snake.
Think of drug.
Ma'am.
Drag?
Drag, that would mean we drove them out of the road.
Okay. And suppose you were going to get your field ready to plant. First of all, you'd have to break up the ground, you
with
know.
With a turning plow.
Okay.
And a old turning plow.
Okay. Any other kinds?
Well, now my father had that kind, did that big old turning plow, and then they double shoveled it up, they called it. That was another with shovels on it.
Yeah.
Another thing that they had, they would cut, let's see, what did they call that? Cut the stuff and it would, what did you call that? I can see that happening. That was the bulk machinery that they had, that they would cut the rye and wheat and stuff like that.
What about something, after they've plowed, something that they might use to break up the ground even finer?
A disc hammer.
Okay.
That was little pegs on it, and that was drug the horses.
Okay. And what would you call the thing that the wheels of a wagon fit into?
The hub was the wheel.
The thing that goes across.
I don't know whether I know the name of that or not. I know what it looks like, but
the axle.
That's
okay.
Right. The axle.
Okay. And suppose you were going to chop or saw wood. You might use a frame, maybe an X-shaped frame, or maybe A-shaped frame. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know what it looks like, but right now I can't call it what we call that. They called it, rather. I didn't ever work on the farm. I had three brothers, and I'd be just out with them. They'd shock wheat, you know, and there was something that they'd put that on, I remember